What a difference a year makes. The TSA screened almost 9 million people at U.S. airports over the holiday weekend, and Friday set a record for the single biggest travel day since March 2020. And here's another record. Reports of unruly passenger behavior so far this year are 20 times higher than a typical 12-month period. Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now. And Seth, let's start with the crowds at the airports over the weekend. How did the airports do?
They were back up to something like three quarters or more in some cases of a typical Memorial Day holiday travel period. So up from nearly nothing last year. You think about what we were going through in May to not quite what it was back in 2019, but a lot closer to 2019 than to 2020. People feeling good, feeling vaccinated, of course. You can pretty much draw a straight line between that and what we're seeing now. You go back just five or 6 months and travel was still closer to zero than closer to the old levels.
So I haven't been on a plane since February of 2020. So what is it like to fly these days and how much have ticket prices gone up?
Well, taking the second part first, ticket prices are going up a bit unevenly, and that's kind of like so much else, it's been unpredictable during the pandemic, right? There are some places where you'll still get a rather good deal and others where you'd be surprised at how much you'll pay. And almost wherever you go, by the way, rental car rates are the real source of sticker shock.
Right.
Hertz went bankrupt, sold off all kinds of cars, and other companies got rid of a lot of cars. And so whereas airlines have somewhat been able to meet the demand, it's really expensive to rent a car when you get where you're going. Onboard flights are full. They are about as full as they ever were. Airlines are flying a little less than they used to. Passenger loads are a little less than they used to, but you add it all up and you can get on a plane that's nearly full right now, with all airlines at this point basically selling all their seats, no longer blocking those middle seats at some point. And you still have to wear a mask when you're on board a plane, different now from some other parts of society.
Right. And with all those passengers on airplanes, there's a lot of bad behavior. Flight attendant union leader Sarah Nelson told CNBC last week that the situation has never been like this. Let's listen.
It's complete nuts, and it's a constant combative attitude. And this is just something we've never seen before in aviation to this level.
And Seth, since January 1st, the FAA has recorded 2,500 incidents of air rage, and many of those are because passengers are refusing to wear those masks on the planes. Just how bad is it?
Yeah, and if anything, Peter, it seems to be more confusing now for some people than it was, because they see headlines about the CDC saying you can take off your mask in a lot of places. That's true, of course, in a lot of parts of society, but not in an airport or on an airplane. Understandable, because we're just packed so closely when we're on an airplane, and children, of course, young children, still not vaccinated. But anecdotally, I can tell you, speaking to people at airports and at airlines, that seems to be a source of it, right? People, I thought I could take off my mask. No, you can't. Not yet. And so, yeah, you get that. Also, the fact, Peter, that when we talk about travel mostly recovering but not recovering back to previous levels, leisure travel has nearly fully recovered. It's business travel that's still way down. And if you think about it, business travelers are the people who just kind of travel all the time, know the rules. Leisure travelers, right, in a lot of cases, especially as you mentioned yourself, haven't been on a plane in a long time. They're the ones who don't always know what to expect. And all of this is a bigger surprise as people fly again for the first time since way back more than a year ago in many cases.
Well, to try to get a control on some of these problems, both American and Southwest have decided that they're not going to serve alcohol on their flights anymore. How long do you think that will last?
We'll see. Southwest actually was getting ready to start serving alcohol again and pulled back on that after one widely publicized recent incident aboard a Southwest flight. So, not something I think will last forever. I think in the end, these airlines are going to conclude that, most people know how to behave, and the people who don't are going to misbehave one way or another. But no question that if we had talked about something like that a couple of years ago, it would have seemed crazy, the idea of banning alcohol aboard flights. But like so many things, no longer does seem crazy, does it?
Yeah, and Seth, I just have about 45 seconds here. So briefly, what else is the government doing, the FAA doing, to make sure that people are behaving themselves on airplanes?
Well, one thing that changed early this year with the new administration is a lot of things that had been airline policies became federal mandates, including the masks, for example. So that gives the airlines that enforceability. And the FAA does fine people significantly in some cases. Airlines themselves can ban people from flying, but you can be talking about tens of thousands of dollars in fines, which is something that most people obviously can't afford to pay. So strong incentive to behave.
Seth Kaplan.